Genesis chapter 13, Abraham and Lot separate. Abraham went up out of Egypt, he, his wife, all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. Now Lot went with him. But you remember, when God first appeared to Abraham, he told Abraham that he had to leave all his relatives and go to the special land that God was going to show him. And Abraham was not that obedient because he didn't leave his father. His father went with them, then his father died. And he didn't leave Lot. So Abraham was like us. He wanted to be good. He wanted to say yes to God. And he wanted to be obedient. But he was weak. He didn't feel he could just tell Lot, look, I've got to separate from you. And so the hand of providence worked. God's hand worked. Because he saw that Abraham wanted to be obedient to that. And so he helped him. Abraham was very rich in cattle and silver and gold, and he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. There Abraham called on the name of Yahweh. And I imagine that when he worshipped God, he probably might have said, look, I know I haven't separated from Lot, please forgive me for that. And so God moved. Or he might have said, well, make me stronger, please, like we say, to be more obedient to you. Lot also, who went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land wasn't able to bear them, that they might live together, for their substance was great, so they couldn't live together. There was an argument between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite lived in the land at that time. So, because the animals needed lots of green grass and lots of wells to get the water from, etc., the land, because it's pretty dry out there in Israel, couldn't really support Abraham and Lot and all this huge number of animals they had. And the argument between the men of Abraham and the men of Lot was bad because it seems it was in the eyes of the Canaanite and the Perizzite who lived in the land at that time. So it's a worse thing when people who aren't believers see the believers arguing amongst themselves. Abraham said to Lot, please let there be no strife between me and you and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Isn't the whole land before you? Please separate yourself from me. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the plain of the Jordan River, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It looked like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go to Zoar. So Lot chose the plain of the Jordan for himself. He chose the best for himself. Lot travelled east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. So you see, this division between Abraham and Lot was really, Lot made the choice. So God saw that Abraham wanted to be obedient to the command to separate from his relatives. Abraham lived in the land of Canaan, and Lot lived in the cities of the plain, and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were very wicked and sinners against the Lord. So Lot started living near Sodom in his tent, but then he went actually into Sodom and lived in a house in Sodom. The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot was separated from him, now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, north, south, east, and west. All the land which you see I will give to you and to your children forever. Arise, walk through the land and its length and its breadth, for I will give it to you. So you see, he would have looked out over all the green areas that Lot had chosen, and God said, I'll give this to you forever. So the promise of the gospel is that we will inherit the promised land here on the earth forever and ever. And that will only happen when Jesus comes back and there's the resurrection from the dead.